Chapter 8. It's My Own Invention. It became quiet again, and Alice looked up. There was no one there. Were the unicorn, the lion, and the two strange messengers all a dream? No, there was the big, empty plate on the ground next to her.
"So I wasn't dreaming then," said Alice. "Or are we all part of the same dream? If we are, I hope that it's my dream and not the Red King's."
Suddenly, a knight on a horse arrived. He was wearing red, and he had a big helmet on his head. His horse stopped, and he fell off and shouted, "You are my prisoner!" Alice was very surprised, and she stood and watched while the knight climbed back on his horse. Then there was another shout from the forest, and the white knight arrived. He suddenly stopped next to Alice, and he fell off his horse too. Then the two knights began to fight. The red knight shouted, "She's my prisoner!"
"Yes, but then I came and saved her," cried the white knight.
Alice stood behind a tree and watched. There was a lot of noise and shouting, but the horses stood very quietly. Both knights fell off and climbed back on many times. At the end, the knights shook hands, and the red knight turned and went back into the forest.
"Ha! I won!" said the white knight.
"Did you?" said Alice. "But I don't want to be anybody's prisoner. I want to be a queen."
"You will be soon. You have to go over the next river first," he replied. "I can take you safely to the end of the forest. But then I have to leave you. That will be the end of my move."
"Thank you," said Alice,
and she helped him to pull his helmet from his head. He seemed friendly, and Alice noticed that he had a little box on his back. It was very strange because it was open at the bottom and closed at the top.
"You are looking at my special box," said the knight and smiled. "It's my own invention. I keep my clothes and sandwiches in it. It's open at the bottom because then the rain can't get inside."
"But the things inside can fall out," Alice said.
"Oh," said the knight sadly. He looked at the box, and there was nothing inside it.
"You are right. That's not good. But I have an idea." He took the box and he put it on a tree.
"It's a new invention now. It's a house for insects."
Alice talked to the knight for a little while about his many inventions. He showed her some special metal things on his horse's legs.
"These are my own invention. They stop big, dangerous fish from attacking my horse's legs," he said. "But let's go. I should take you to the end of the forest now."
They began to walk through the forest, with the knight on his horse and Alice on the ground next to him. The knight was not a good rider, and he fell off many times as they walked. Each time, Alice helped him to climb on again. Soon, they were at the end of the forest.
"I must leave you here," said the knight.
"Oh, you look sad about that. Shall I sing you a song?"
"Is it very long?"
asked Alice, because she did not want to hear another very long poem or song.
"It's long,"
replied the knight. But it's very, very beautiful. I think that you will cry. It's called The Old Man.
He stopped his horse. He smiled and he began to sing. It seemed to be a sad song about an old man's life. Alice stood and looked at the knight while he sang. The evening sun was on his face and hair, and his horse was quietly eating grass. She listened very carefully to the words, but she did not cry. The knight finished his song, and then he turned his horse round and he said, "Walk down the hill, go over that little river, and then you will be a queen." "Thank you for bringing me here," said Alice. "And thank you for the song too. I really liked it."
"That's good.
But I'm surprised because you didn't cry," said the knight. They shook hands, and then the knight and his horse went slowly away into the forest. Alice stood and watched him leave. It took a long time because he kept falling off.
"And now I will go over the last little river to the 8th square and I will become a queen," said Alice.
She walked to the river and she jumped over it. Then she sat down on the soft grass. There were flowers all around her. She said,
"Oh, I am so happy to be here. And what is this thing?"
She put her hands up to her head because there was something very heavy there.
"How did this thing get on my head?" she said.
And she took it in her hands and she looked at it. It was a beautiful crown.